Hi, and welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie. Episode 5, The Big Storm. The sky had been turning gray all morning. Not soft, fluffy gray sky like a sleeping cat, but a big grumbly, gray. All the times, by the time Ollie left school, the first fat raindrops were already plopping onto his fur like tiny drums. The storm is coming, said Papa Trix, meeting Ollie at the school gate. Papa Trix, he was even bigger than Mama Trix. With horns curved back over his frills like handles, he was solid, steady. When Papa Trix said something, he knew it was true. Let's go home quick, buddy. They hurried through the fen forest as the wind picked up bending treetops and sending leaves and spiraling through the air. By the time they reached home, the rain was coming down in sheets of thunder. Was rolling across the sky like a big, enormous boulders tumbling down a mountain. Mama Trix already closed all the leaf shutters in the windows and lift the glow moss lanterns that made the house feel warm and cozy. Even in the darkest storms, Ollie could smell a few bubbling on the firestone. Everyone home safe? Mama Trix asked, nuzzling Papa Trix, and then Ollie. Safe and sound, said Papa Trix. But then Ollie looked out through a gap in the shutters. What about Mrs. Anki? Yes. Mrs. Anki was next door neighbor. His full name is Mrs. Anklosaur. Mr. Anklosaur, a short, wide, armored plate dinosaur with a big club on the end of his tail, kindest heart in the whole neighborhood. He had lived in a cozy stone home. He had always been doing nice for everyone. He fixed the fence between the yards. Last month, he left a basket of fresh moss cake on the front of Ollie's doors on the first day of school. He always waved and smiled when Ollie walked past. But Mrs. Anki was also getting older. His armor plates were getting grayer than they used to be. But he moved a little slower than he once did. And now, through the rain, Ollie could see that something was wrong with Mrs. Anki's house. A big tree branch had fallen across the front path, blocking the door, and his leaf shutters were flapping windy because of the latches had come undone. Papa, look, pointed Ollie. Mrs. Anki shuttered our open door. And there's a branch blocking his door. He might be stuck inside. Trix peered through the gap. Expression went to calm to considered. You're right. He might not be able to get that branch moved by himself. We should go in this storm. Mama Trix looked worried. That's exactly what neighbors need each other the most. Papa Trix said quietly. Mama Trix nodded. Both of you be careful. I have a hot stew ready when you get back. Stepping outside, they were walking into a waterfall. The rain was so heavy, Ollie could barely see three steps ahead. The wind blew the fern forest. Every few seconds, lightning split through the sky with a blind flash by a boom. Thunder that Ollie had felt the waist down to his toes. He had stuck close to Papa Trix, who plowed through the storm like a ship through rough seas. They crossed the yard, pushed through the gate. Mrs. Anki's house, shutting and banging the branch the front path like a sleeping snake. Mrs. Anki, Papa Trix called out. Are you in there? A muffled voice came from inside. There. I'm in here. I'm okay. I can't get the door open. That blasted branch is jammed against it. Papa Trix says the branch. It was thick ass around as early. And wedged it tightly between the door and the rock in the end of the yard. Wait, I'm gonna push from this end. Can you use your horns to lift the other end? Molly nodded, rain streaming down his frill. He had lowered a wedge of two big horns far under the branch. Pop Trix braced himself against the near end. On three, Papa Trix shouted over the wind. One, two, three. They both heaved, and the branch didn't move. It was heavier than it looked. Again, Papa Trix called. One, two, three. Ollie pushed with everything he had. His big feet slowly dug into the mud. His horns strained a frill with a slick as rain, and slowly the branch started to lift it, to shift. It roared just like a little more than with a great crack. It broke free from the rock and tumbled aside the other side of the house. The front door burst open, and there was Mr. Anky and his armored face crinkled with relief. Thank goodness, I've been trying to push through that thing from inside for an hour. Come on, said Papa Trix. Let's go get the shutter fixed before the rain gets inside. While Papa Trix and Mrs. Anky worked on the relatching the shutters, the ground floor. Ollie noticed that the upstairs shutters were still flopping. He couldn't reach them, and neither could Miss Anky or Papa Trix, but he had an idea. Mr. Anky, do you have any rope? Mr. Anky had found a coral strung of vine rope in his closet. Ollie looped an end around the stone and took a careful aim and tossed it towards the flapping shutter. It took three tries, and then the whip kept blowing up the stone, of course. But the third throw, the rope sailed through the shutter handle perfectly. Ollie pulled the rope, shutter swung closed, and Papa Trix tried to it off to a hook by the door. They did the same for the upstairs upstairs window. In 10 minutes, Mr. Anky's house was sealed up tight against the storm. Inside Mr. Anky's house was rippling puddles on the floor. Three caught their breath. Mr. Anky's home was warm and snug, filled with handmade furniture and shelves and interesting rocks he collected over the years. I didn't know what he would do without Inky, he said in his gravelly full voice of gratitude. He set two warm herb tea and a plate of his famous moss cake. That branch came down so fast I barely had time to get inside before it blocked the door. That's what neighbors are for, Papa Trix says simply. Ollie rambled through his big rhinoceros and the warm tea and took a sip outside. Outside, the storm had ragged, but in just here it sounded like the brown background music, rain on the roof, wind in the east, thunder rolling far away. You know what? Mr. Anky looked at Ollie. That was pretty clever with the rope and the shutter. Quick thinking. Ollie, frill, flush. I had just thought about what could work. The rope was really your idea. You're the one who had it. Mr. Anky chuckled in a low, rumbly voice. A good tool is nothing without a good thinker to use it. They sat together in the storm. Mr. Anky told them about the biggest storm he had ever seen. When he was young, a storm so powerful knocked it down half the forest, and he had raged through the course of Cretaceous Creek itself. But you know what happened? He knew, said. New trees grew everywhere where the new ones fell. New paths formed where the creek changed the forest and came back more beautiful than before. Storms can break what matters. By this time, the storm finally quieted down. The sun was peeking through the clouds, turning everything gold and silver. Papa Trix and Ollie walked home through the world that looked freshly washed. Everything sparkled. The ferns were greener. The creek was singing louder. And a perfect rainbow row arched across the yard. Mama Trix met them at the door with the warm towels and a big bowl of farm stew. "You two look like you went swimming," she said, but she was smiling proudly. "We helped Mr. Inky," Ollie said, and he told her the old story while he was slurped his stew. That night, Ollie was falling asleep. He heard a step, tap, tap, tap on the front door, crept through the windows, and looked down there on the porch with his Inky house cake still warm. "For the bravest neighbors on the block, thank you, Miss. Thank you, Inky." Ollie dropped his leaf blanket down to his chin and fell asleep to the gentle drip, drip, drip of the last raindrops falling from the roof. Ollie's dinosaur fact! During the times of the dinosaurs, Earth was much more warmer than it is today. There were no ice caps in the North or South Poles, and tropical plants grew in the freezing cold. Like Australia and Antarctica, scientists have found every fossilized dinosaur in Antarctica, which means dinosaurs once lived on the continent of Earth, including frozen ones. Thank you for listening. See you next time.